It's time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Quartermaster Creek Angus is holding their spring bull sale February 26th, 12:30 at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 110 two-year-old bulls sired by breed-leading AI sires, all rugged and ready for heavy service. And also being offered 30 two-year-old commercial pairs and 40 open yearling heifers carrying QC genetics. Genomic enhanced EPD information available on the bulls. Look for our sale book online at www.quartermastercreek.com. For more information, call Mike at 580-445-8275.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0222.
Well, Dr. Tipple Grandin, professor of animal science at Colorado State University and consultant to the livestock industry on animal behavior, spoke in Oklahoma City at an event for Future Horizons. With the Oklahoma Youth Expo coming up in March 1st, I asked Dr. Grandin about best practices for getting your livestock ready for the show ring. Grandin said it's essential to start training your livestock when they're young and exposing them to things that they might see at the show before the actual show.
Okay, if the animal has never heard an auctioneer, never seen a flag, then you take him into a show. You got all kinds of strange people there and noise he doesn't have at home. So let's get your animal accustomed to flags, bikes, and balloons before we go to the sale. And don't be trying to train them the day before with this. You got to start doing this when they're young. And one of the best ways to train your animal to tolerate novel things would be to decorate the pasture fence with flags and let your steer walk up to those things. Let him voluntarily approach the flags. You see, new things are both scary and attractive. They are attractive when the animal can voluntarily approach, and they're scary when you shove it in their face.
Dr. Grandin has many books on the handling of livestock. Her latest book, Temple Grandin's Guide to Working with Farm Animals, is available online at templegrandin.com. Well, Radio Oklahoma Ag Network Farm Director Ron Hayes is traveling with Class 19 of the Oklahoma Ag Leadership Program as they tour Chile. Hayes and the group stopped by the Perez Cruz Vineyards, where he gave us an update.
One of the more entertaining stops thus far here in Chile for Class 19 of the Oklahoma Ag Leadership Program was at the Perez Cruz Vineyards, as Ana Maria de Garvado offered a very animated tour of the grounds, from the vineyards to the finished product of the wine that they sell in this country and really around the world. One thing we noticed immediately was the very rocky soil conditions. And she says that's actually a benefit.
Yeah, we are in this terroir that is 100% is alluvial, massive rocks. Even though here we have walls of rocks in the border of each road, we have 14 kilometers in all the farm, and even though of rocks, and even though we have more rocks. But that's the best terroir that the High Maipo can have for the best Cabernet Sauvignon, and now to the Carmenere also. So we are very proud about it. The lands that people think that they're can do nothing, we are making gold, you know? We are making the drink of the gods.
Ana Maria with Perez Cruz Vineyards on the foothills of the Andes Mountains. Traveling with the OALP program in Chile, I'm Ron Hayes.
We'll be hearing more from Ron Hayes as he travels through Chile with Class 19 of the Oklahoma Ag Leadership Program. You've got farm news on Ron.
I'm Alex, and I'm from Newcastle. My husband and I have a young daughter, but he works nights and I work days. We ate a lot of fast food, and I hadn't exercised in over 2 years. I didn't realize I was unhealthy, but if I was being honest, I was. So I decided to make a change, one step at a time, and eating better started to give me the energy I needed to exercise more. Focusing on my health changed my life.
Find healthy ways to start at ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.